Broadcasting live from the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas for HIM16, it's This Just In. Now here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you for everybody who's joined us in person, and then certainly the thousands online. Our listenership is growing by the moment here. I think they knew that you're coming in, Jit, and this is great. But thank you very much. My next guest, I've been friends with him for a long time, partners in crime in the industry for several years now, Jitin Asnani, Executive Director of Commonwealth Health Alliance. Welcome, Jitin.
Thank you very much.
Glad you could be here. Yeah. Where is your booth, first of all, on the show floor? What number?
It's 8331.
8331.
Yep. So that's one floor, one hall over to the right side.
Excellent. Before we dive in, when did you get in town?
Got in town on Sunday night.
Okay.
Easy to get to the hotel. Monday onwards, it's been a different story.
Exactly. I guess from Commonwealth's perspective, obviously I'm a big fan of what you guys do. Fortunate to be on the front end of that when it was all being created. I guess tell us, what are the top trends that you're seeing, and has anything shifted since you've been here? I mean, we obviously set strategy well in advance, but what are the top trends that you're seeing across the industry, but then also anything with any recent announcements that anything has maybe changed or you guys are going to tackle now?
Yeah, you know what? You know, from the very beginning, when one of the things we saw when we even launched Commonwealth, it was as much prediction at that time as it was realization, was that we're moving to a world where person-centered care is just a necessity. You have to be able to track the patient wherever they go and be able to share with them and their caregivers the data they need to be able to take care of patients. Now, we saw that back in 2013 when we launched, when we were a tiny, small group of vendors. Now we're 40-plus, and what we're seeing is that person-centeredness is key in places you'd expect. Like, for example, if you are a patient, then you want your data to be available to you.
That's right.
But also in places where you wouldn't expect. You know, when I talk to... Across our group of members, we have hospitals and ambulatory clinics and post-acute care centers and all the like. We have more than 10 different care settings represented in Alliance. And when I talk to the customers of our members who are vendors, they look at me like, we cannot track just a patient here in our hospital or even in our community. Patients are mobile. They go everywhere. If I don't know the kind of care they're getting, where they're going, what kind of care records they're creating everywhere else, that they go across this continuum, up and down, left and right, across the country, then I'm really missing information which can make me give me the position to actually take better care of my patients. And now that's what we're seeing. So patient-centeredness, not just where you expect it with the patients, but with the social worker, the physician, the lab tech, everywhere across the spectrum. And we're seeing it now live, and they're asking for a solution that says, that follows that patient.
No, that's fantastic. So any big announcements that you guys made? I mean, in the last couple of years, there's always been these great announcements as we come into HIMSS, but anything that you want to...
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a couple of them that have been we're particularly proud of. You know, looking way back, you know, when we started the Alliance, we said this is all going to be about actually getting interoperability done, actually making it happen. You know, we went from a concept to our live deployment in less than 9 months, which was amazing. We went from there to initial deployments in 14 states in just a year and change. It's just amazing. And now, over the last year, we went from 60 sites live last year to more than 4,400 live today. So we're talking about, not pilots, we're not talking about connectathon, we're talking about 4,400 live sites. That's been a big deal. And that number increases practically daily. Between the time we last announced it and now where we are now, we've already increased, but we're going with 4,400 because that's the last number we said. The other thing which we've done is, and you know this from the time we formed Commonwealth, is it's never been about the hospital and the clinic. That's what meaningful use, the first couple of stages, were about. That was never what it was about for us. It's about the whole care continuum.
Right.
Patients are patients in a lot of different places.
They sure are.
And now we're going live in the post-acute care space with skilled nursing facilities, home health agencies. We have such a variety of different care settings in mass and in concentration in the Alliance. And we'll be going, as we look forward, we're going to be going live in a number of them in the next 6 to 18 months.
Is Brightree supporting that?
Brightree is very much a member supporting that. So they just announced that they're going live with Commonwealth Services in their home health settings in later on this year. Along with Brightree, Cerner and McKesson also announced that in their post-acute care settings, they're also going live. It's fabulous. We have such a wide breadth of variety of support from large companies, small companies, tiny innovators, companies looking forward to the future, companies who have built infrastructure 30 years ago, all sorts across the continuum, realizing that this is just the thing we need to do to enable the patient data to follow the patient.
Yeah, no, I had your membership director, Nick Knowlton, in studio here. We didn't put him on air. We weren't on air quite yet, but we kind of caught up this morning, so that's how I knew Brightree. I thought Brightree was involved there.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Brightree is leading the charge on the post-acute care space. their only in the post-acute care space.
Yeah.
And for them, it was all about helping us to break through to another part of the care continuum where Commonwealth intended to go. And now it's, again, something which we made real.
Fantastic. So looking out over your strategy, and as you kind of advise people on interoperability and how they can, you know, achieve the results and the outcomes that they need in their care planning through Commonwealth Services, what are two or three best practices that you offer out to the community? Not just, you know, not only your members, but you try to educate others in the industry. So what two or three best practices would you share?
There are really a couple of things I always go to. If you are a vendor, right, the community is made up of so many different types of players. So if you are a vendor, you know that it's the strategy that's going to be driving the growth and the retention and all parts of whatever your kind of strategy is needs to include interoperability patients. There's going to be a time when it's no longer optional. And that time is coming very quickly. And so the advice there is get started, get dug in, start understanding it and go forward. And advice to the provider community is actually similar in some ways. What if you're an individual? Think about it if you're a person and you suddenly had the internet available on your phone. On your computer. It was just there. Would you ignore it? Would you not touch it? Would you say, no, I don't want that there?
Right.
No, you suddenly have a beautiful asset which can bloom into something that's really amazing over time, but you can probably think of opportunities right now to use it. That's what it's like to be connected to an interoperable functioning network. That's what I, you know, so when I talk to provider organizations, I say, you probably have a deliberate plan for how your hospital is going to be successful. Think about this as an enabler for that and for the ways you've not even imagined yet how your hospital can be successful, or your clinic, or your skilled nursing, whatever that is, your lab. There's an opportunity here to just take a brand new tool that's in your quiver, that's available to you, that your vendors are giving to you, utilize it, figure out how to use it, play with it, help us make it better. You make it better as well. Get your vendors to make it better. This is just a beautiful asset, and it's just time to experiment and learn.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So, just so we cover for Commonwealth, what are the two or three main services that you offer out to our industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So Commonwealth is designed from ground up to be a person-centric service. So the way we think about the world is we have an infrastructure where the services we provide are the ability for patients to enroll or for their caregivers to enroll them with their permission, to be able to track their identities and their clinical data everywhere across the continuum, and then to be able to go and get that data right there over a single connection without having to build multiple point-to-points from one place to the other. It is extremely scalable, very person-centered, and our infrastructure is built up, you know, built from the ground up that way. Those are the set of services we offer, and that's what our member companies, our vendors, are embedding right directly into their products. It's the funny thing about Commonwealth, our secret sauce is not even a service we offer. But it's a philosophical piece which says that any caregiver should not need to go and do something special to get the data. It should be just another feature of their EHR or the HIT system or their portal or whatever it is on their app. You know, anywhere that they're taking care of patients, if they need the data, they should just have it there available real time ready for them.
That's fantastic. So throw a little bit of a curveball at you because we came up with this question last minute yesterday and I kind of like it.
That sounds like you.
What would be a bold prediction that you'd put out there for 2016 or 2017 for the industry?
You know, the bold prediction I'm going to put out there is that the tipping point is going to come. And what I mean by the tipping point is there's going to be a point sometime in the next 6 to 18 months where two related things are going to happen. If you're a provider, you're going to expect your vendor, whoever that vendor is, to be able to enable you to get the data there. And I don't mean provider in terms of the CIO and CEO. I mean the doctor who practices 5 days a week or whatever, that's their primary job. They're just going to expect that they can get that there. That's a mental tipping point that's going to come within the next 2 years. There's a corollary prediction there, which is there'll be no more excuses. We've hidden for 30 years behind, well, the standards don't work, or they're not compatible, or we have a particular process for getting data from within one side of the hospital to the other. All of these things are going to disappear as excuses as the standard just becomes, I want data, it's there. I can take care of my patients. That's going to be what's going to happen in the next 6 to 18 months.
I think that's fantastic. And so to give also a little bit of airtime to maybe the four or five vendors, not to put you on the spot, but I am. Who would they say the last four or five vendors to join Commonwealth? Let's give them some airtime too, because they, you know, winning all the press they can get too for just joining.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we've had some fantastic companies join us. Actually, the variety is just amazing. So on the side of large companies who have invested a lot over the years and have realized that this is the way the business needs to go, eClinical Works just joined us. And they've joined, not only joined us, they said, we're joining and we're going to start making this happen this year and actually taking it to our customers so it's ready to go this year. That's fantastic. On the opposite end of the spectrum.
I remember emailing Girish when we were starting the association. I remember emailing him personally trying to get that conversation going. So congratulations.
And Girish has been fantastic.
Awesome.
He said, you know what? This is the right thing to do. We are ready now. Let's do this together, Jitin. And he jumped on board with both feet and brought the whole team with him. It's fantastic.
Excellent.
On the other opposite end of the spectrum, we have some really innovative companies across the care continuum. Image Trend, Mana Health, even EHR companies, Modernizing Medicine, which is not actually that small. They're somewhere in between small and large.
Yeah, yeah.
All of these types of companies who have just joined us recently, and they've said that, yeah, we're going to make this happen in the real world as well. And they have joined us along with...
Daniel Kane, is that their CEO? I like Dan. Yeah, right. We've done some work on Capitol Hill together. So
No, Daniel's fantastic. And he's another guy who says, yeah, I'm not going to join and shake hands. I'm going to join and we're going to just make this happen.
That's right.
And I love that about him. So that's the spirit of the number of vendors who joined us. One thing, one plug I'll add in there is it's not just vendors. The alliance was vendor-founded, but it's really been... We've had two states join us. We've had a federal agency join us.
That's
had HIMSS as an organization join us.
I was excited to see that.
Yeah, well, we've been super excited. We're a member of this community. We're proud of this community. We're proud to contribute to this community and learn from the community. And now we have a lot of the community who's part of us and wants us to be a part of them. And that's really exciting because that's what we always wanted to be.
Congratulations. I love the energy and I love the success. Jitin Isnani from Commonwealth Health Alliance, thank you for joining today, my friend.
Thank you, Justin.
Take care, buddy.
This.
Thank you.